I call it the empire draws capital homeward. We started to talk about it last week. Justin did a little Just a Taste, which is up on the blog now, that gives you a snapshot of, or just a taste of that, sort of that analysis. Let me step back. If you go back to the 90s in my old blog post, Financial Coup d'Etat, we had a process where we passed the Uruguay Round of GATT, we changed the trade rules, we instituted the World Trade Organization, we shifted enormous amounts of capital out of North America and Europe, out of the developed world into the emerging markets in a process which I've described and is widely called the rebalancing of the global economy. As that happened, we've invested tremendous amounts of money in the emerging markets, our military following with that. As I said before, nobody ever moves investment where they can enforce. Part of what allowed that to happen was the big satellite systems rolling around. As we've done that, the emerging markets and the what's called the BRIC nations have become more and more powerful. So we see lots of stories in the last 2 years of G20 now flexing its muscles versus G7 or G8. And now we're watching a turn back towards homeward with G7 literally sort of pulling the plug and bringing capital home and withdrawing, and what I call the Walmart carry trade is diminished. You know, for many years, what we've been doing is we sell treasury securities to China, those funds fund lots of government checks, and everybody who gets those government checks go down to Walmart, buy stuff. Walmart sources it in China, and China buys commodities from Brazil and other countries. So you literally have on the asset side of the balance sheet the equivalent of a carry trade going on, and that carry trade is being diminished as the G7 nations have experienced lower growth and workouts, Europe being a very big client to China. And so we're watching deflationary pressures emerge. Justin has outdone himself, our audio video producer, with slides. So if you're listening tonight through the webinar software, I encourage you to take a look at the slides. And remember, tonight, the full Solari report is, because I'm doing the wrap-up, is in one piece, but we have a new format, and we've been operating that way for this most recently this last month, where the interview is pre-recorded and then we post it by 6 o'clock on Thursday night, and then the Solari report is my doing money in markets and Let's Go to the Movies and Hero and Ask Catherine and the other pieces. So our interview is posted on the blog. If you want to hear the interview, you just have to go to the blog and click on the pre-recorded audio file. The interview will with rare exception not be done live.